Hello, everybody. This is Lady Bits, your bite-sized, hard-to-find pieces of history about the women you've never heard of and the women you know and love. My name is Max, and if you listen to the Bitchery of History, of course, you know my name already, but you don't know the person you've got in front of you today. This is Curry Terrell, a dear friend of mine from all the way back at UNCG in North Carolina, knows Allison as well. And he's the host of Let's Chat, the podcast with Curry Terrell and a YouTube show called Let's Chat as well. Say hello, Curry.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm great.
Now, you are my resident expert on a one Miss Oprah Winfrey.
I am. I'm like thrilled that you asked me to talk about Oprah just because I really like to talk about Oprah.
I know you do.
And people don't really ask me to go there a lot. I just sort of force it on them via social media.
That's fair. That's like me and Adele.
Yeah, no, that's true. I also think I told you this earlier in text is that I got an Oprah keychain and it came in the mail today, the day that we're recording this.
That's a sign.
That is a sign.
It's
in my bag. I'll show you after we're done.
Okay.
It's made of wood.
Oh.
I can't tell you how I found it. It's too deep of a dive. Like literally too deep.
So here on Lady Bits, we talk about women who either aren't very well known or there's not enough information, or we talk about women that are really well known.
And she's about as well known as somebody could be.
Exactly. And so then we talk about either your personal perspective, and we're going to talk here about why she's such a big influence on your life and why you love her so much. And then also maybe you can share some things with the Bitchery audience that they might not know about Miss Winfrey.
Okay.
Yeah. So why don't we start, why do you love Oprah?
Okay. You know me for years.
Yes.
The entire time I've had an iPhone, which is basically the length of time that I've lived in LA, I've had an Oprah phone case.
Yeah.
Oprah is a baby.
Oprah. Yeah.
And I have it for a lot of reasons. First of all, because I think that it's funny. For many reasons. And I do love Oprah. And it's like, what picture can I pick that I want to carry with me at all times? But I also think it's a good reminder, especially in this city and especially in my career path and life path where I'm pursuing very lofty dreams.
Sure.
And I'm this weird, like, overweight, real country.
You're gorgeous.
You know what I mean? But like boy from Hillsborough, North Carolina, who in real life, you know, would never be famous. Like, you know what I mean? And most people in Hillsborough aren't attempting to be famous.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think all the time, you know, Oprah did that.
Yeah.
She came from twice as bad of circumstances as I did, 100 times of circumstances as difficult as I have. And so it's just a good reminder that, like, if she did it, why can't I do it?
Absolutely.
So Oprah was born in Mississippi. She was a black woman when it wasn't a good time to be a black woman in this country. And, you know, she had troubles from very early on. Obviously, she's talked a million times about being molested by people in her family. She was pregnant when she was 14 and had a baby. You know, then she sort of reset her life. She moved in with her father and she started speaking from even before that, but even more so when she was with her father at church. I also think it's interesting if you believe in destiny or, like, you know, sort of what you're destined to become. If you watch the Golden Globe speech that, like, has blown up and everybody's thinking she's going to be the president.
Oh, my God.
Which I don't know about that.
I did want to ask you about that, but maybe at
the
end.
Yeah, we'll hold.
Yeah.
But if you watch that Golden Globe speech, and, you know, those, like, when people get Lifetime Achievement Awards, they've pre-written that speech and it's going through
and
the teleprompter.
And everything,
And if you think Oprah used to stand in church when she was, like, 5, 6, 7 and recite poems and recite verses and hymns and all these things, and that's how sort of she started her career as, like, a speaker.
Absolutely.
And if you watch that and then watch that Golden Globe speech, which I told you is on Spotify and I've been listening to, like, on loop, she is that little girl doing basically what she started out as. So it's just amazing to see, like, even before, because, like, everybody says, oh, when I was 3, I knew I wanted to be a teacher.
Right.
Or people who are singers, like, I've been singing since I was born. And it's like, okay. But, like, really, even before she could have just ever decided, I want to be a talk show host, you know, and that she was doing it. Like, she already was sort of, like, living in that.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
I think that's interesting also.
Yeah.
But I, another reason I really like her is just because she's fun and she always is challenging herself. she was a, I mean, she was a talk show host, and she had to really climb a lot of hills to become that. Got knocked down many times. And even though, like, there's certain people, like, that we put on this huge pedestal, like Taylor Swift, or, like, who's another good example?
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry, sort of.
Nicki Minaj.
These are not good examples, Max. These are, like, terrible. Like, Kim Kardashian. Like, mm-hmm. those, like, the ultimate level of fame.
Paris Hilton.
Max, like, what are these examples? Not Paris Hilton. Who's talking about Paris Hilton anymore? I love her.
Beyonce.
Beyonce, exactly.
Adele.
Okay, enough.
Shut
Stop
up.
Listing
okay.
people. But, you know, Oprah, even in the last, like, if you just look at the last, like, 5 years, has had a lot of challenges.
Absolutely.
She ended her talk show right as I was graduating high school. I mean, graduating college, excuse me. It was like, because then it was like we were starting a new chapter at the same time.
Yeah.
And she even had a show, Oprah's Next Chapter.
Oh, my God.
Which became something else, which then went away. But, you know, she left her show and started a network. The network didn't do well. But Oprah is Oprah and so untouchable, and we never think she can have problems, she can do this, she can do that. But, like, she has had plenty of challenges.
Absolutely.
And even, like I'm saying, even the last couple of years, her network didn't do well, and so she started, basically started over, and has slowly been fixing it over time. And, like, you know, she's been doing all these movies more recently and producing, and a lot of them have done really well.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then she does the whole campaign for award season. And then, honestly, most of the time, it hasn't paid off for her.
Yeah.
Most of them don't get nominated, or she gets nominated for, like, some stuff, but not, like, the big stuff. So I just think it's good, you know, to see her still challenging herself mm-hmm. at this age and pushing herself. And
Absolutely.
I think that's part of what I was saying is she's very fun because she's continued to just do whatever feels good for her. And about the presidential thing.
Sure.
First of all, do not get me wrong. I would vote for her to do anything.
Sure.
Literally anything. I will let her do anything she ever wants to do.
Run me over with a truck.
Literally. I don't murder me. Like, I don't care. Like, I love the woman more than anything. But... and if she wants to run for president, so be it. I mean, do I think she'd be a great president? Go for it. Why not? However, I don't think she's going to do it because there's too much of a risk of failure. And at this point, I don't think she's going to be into that. Also, here's the reality of it is that Oprah does so much good right where she is.
That's been my argument.
She has so much money. And, like, if you watch her Instagram stories where she's been covering all the mudslides around her house, she says in there over and over, all the people around her's homes are destroyed. Magically, hers is saved. Don't ask me why. That's weird in itself. But anyway, she's been showing these people's homes that are, like, destroyed literally 5 feet from her or, you know, miles in her neighborhood. But for us, 5 feet. And she's saying, like, we're going to rebuild all these people's houses. And with her, she will.
Yeah,
and she
absolutely.
Has the money to do, like, without even a blink. But I'm saying she does so much good where she's at. I don't want to see her having to deal with, like, war and, like, yes. I also just don't think whoever's job it is to come in next is going
to
have a rough road. And
perfect.
Sorry, I don't think that's Oprah.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's great. I love it. I really want an Oprah 2020 t-shirt. Like, I love her and will root for her forever and ever. But, like, I don't think she's going to be the president. But she'd be a great president.
Oh, absolutely.
And she'd look great in a pantsuit. No, she wouldn't wear a pantsuit. She'd wear, like, some gown.
She'd be flawless, whatever it was.
Exactly.
Right, right.
But, yeah, that's that.
All right. Well, where can people find you?
People can find me anywhere, like, I'm around.
At the
Just
Grove.
Call me. You want my number? You can follow any of my stuff, podcasts, YouTube, anything we're doing is all under my Instagram, at Curry Terrell, CURRIETERRELL. Anything, Let's Chat with Curry, if you just Google, it'll pop up. That's me.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Curry.
Oh my gosh, thanks for having me. What a great time.
Please, I love you so much.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.